Well, the wisdom of God. I want to share from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, and make reference to Matthew chapter 2, which is the story of the Magi. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. In the beginning, the Word already existed. He was with God, and He was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing existed that He did not make. Life itself was in Him, and this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light, so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was only a witness to the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. But although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him when he came. Even in his own land, among his own people, he was not accepted. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They're reborn. This is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan. This rebirth comes from God. So the Word became human, or some translations, the Word became flesh and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. John pointed to Him. He pointed out to the people and shouted to the crowd, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, someone is coming who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before I did." We have all benefited from the rich blessings he brought us, one gracious blessing after another, for the law was given through Moses, God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but only His Son, who is Himself God, is near to the Father's heart, and He has told us about Him. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious words.